My own particular twist on the theory is to ask, okay, what about post-traumatic stress disorder? I think we can argue from these statistics that far more families were affected by violence in the Neolithic era and pre-civilization to such an extent that they were always suffering. There was always an endemic level of PTSD in these societies, not to mention the addictions that go along with that and the attachment disorders, the psychological attachment disorders from people growing up in addicted families. And you know, in Europe and elsewhere in the world, up until very recently, the only way you could have safe water was by drinking beer or wine. People in Europe 500 years ago drank gallons of beer every day, and it was not that much less strong than it is now. A little less strong, but it's pretty potent brew in order to kill the bacteria and make it safe. So for your health, you drank a lot. People in some countries drank wine, in other countries it was beer. Beer was for the poor people, wine for the rich. But I think the figures demonstrate pretty conclusively, and I'll be writing about this in the Quaker Economist, that there was a very high level of alcoholism, which was unrecognized. They didn't even have a word for it in the Middle Ages. And that combined with the warfare levels of that age and the effects of famines and other epidemic illnesses that swept over, the rate of PTSD was just enormous. That, I believe, one can argue, feeds warfare, because people who are suffering from PTSD are extremely hypersensitive. There's an entire book called Achilles in Vietnam on the political effects of epidemic PTSD. Jonathan Shea wrote the book, fabulous book. He concludes that there is nothing more deadly for democracy than too high rates of PTSD in the population.